Hello, my name is Janice Sutherland and welcome to Phenomenal Woman, the podcast where we share the success journeys of women who have been there and done that. From the good, the bad, the ugly and everything in between, this is real talk by real women. We will share with you the highs and lows of their journey and give you honest insights on how you can navigate same with confidence, integrity and a smile. Well, hello, everybody. So I am absolutely delighted to be talking to Judette Coward. Judette is a former award-winning journalist and news producer and has been involved in public affairs, communications, public relations and media professions for over 15 years. She is the founding president of the International Association of Business Communicators, Trinidad and Tobago, and serves on its executive board. She even served as a speechwriter for a former prime minister. Judette is a widely networked media practitioner whose columns about the practice of PR still appear in national and Caribbean regional newspapers, including Barbados Nation and Newsday. More recently, however, what I'm really excited about is Judette is the founder and creative force of Forward 40. And if you haven't seen it, you really do need to look into it. It's a hub for women with a discerning palate who believe that success and beauty can be had at any age. Via Forward 40, she provides daily doses of life and style inspiration to women with a hunger for success, style, travel, beauty, food, design, wellness and healthy living. The brand recently expanded, launching Forward 40 TV, a lifestyle show tailored for the social web and based on her popular blog series. And it's designed to help women, definitely like me, between the ages of 35 and 55, live and lead inspired lives. So Judette, I have given a very, very, very brief history to what I know there's lots more to talk about. So tell us a little bit more about yourself and your beginnings, please.
Well, I thank you very much for having me, Janice. This is actually my first podcast. I grew up in a video TV kind of world. So actually, when you talk about what is my beginning, I come from a family of journalists. So I've always been surrounded by writers and people who were in the media. And my dad was a journalist and had his own newspaper at one point. So I grew up, you know, as a child, I was on this children's television show, which was scary at the time, but also quite fun. I grew up sort of like in the media, surrounded by parents who were professionals in the industry.
Right.
And I think I was, I keep saying I was born with a journalism spoon in my mouth. And basically my background is, is in journalism, it's in media, it's in communications. I ran perhaps the largest public relations firm in Trinidad at one point. And that's my professional sort of background, but I am so much more. I always like to say that we define ourselves by our profession, but I am a lover of life and I am a liver of life. And
excellent.
I think that comes to bear in the work that I do on the Forward40.com platform.
Okay. So, yeah, as you said, you were born with the journalism spoon in your mouth. Did you not think of any other, was there another career path you wanted to follow? Oh, or that naturally came to you?
Oh, for sure. I think growing up, we all kind of zero in on things that we think that we're suited for, or that our parents or teachers or professors guide us along. But I wanted to do law. I always thought it was, I'm using the word sexy in inverted commas. But this is interesting too. I also wanted to study design. I wanted to study fashion design. I have always been moved by the intersection and the relationship between fashion and how it makes you feel, and the messages that you project into the world about your style. And I remember very distinctly at the point in time when I was deciding between design and law and journalism, and I went into a library in Boston and I was reading up about fashion design and so forth, and I noted that you had to have design and drawing skills and art skills. And of course, I had none of that. I am part of a twin, and my twin sister has all those skills. And at the time, I did not do in-depth research to understand that there were many other aspects in fashion, like fashion merchandising and fashion buying and so forth. So I zeroed in into what I knew and what I was comfortable with, and also what I was actually happy and excited about, which was a career in journalism and PR. But it's just so funny how life comes full circle.
Yes.
Here am I, more than 20 something years after, sitting in that library and doing and writing about style and actually getting into the clothing of various designers. And even yesterday's episode of 440 TV, it was a fashion and style episode. And it's funny how life sometimes comes around full circle.
Yes. And you wouldn't have seen it at the beginning when you were back then.
No, not at all. So, I think sometimes my friends think that I'm going through some kind of like 40-year-old crisis, because they're like, you're nothing. You're supposed to be in communications and PR. What are you doing? But you have to listen, I always say, to the beat of your own heart, and you have to do what's right for you, and you have to understand as you get older, what is in your heart and what legacy do you want to leave behind. That I have always been in tune with that, and I've always said that my life can't be dictated by what other people think. I have to, this is my life, and I have to live it according to my terms.
Very, very much. And you've been fortunate enough to do that. Yeah. So during your career recently, what has been the most satisfying challenge you've had to overcome?
I think and you're talking about within the work environment in terms of entrepreneurial. I think for me, being an entrepreneur, the challenge is always finding the right people.
Yes.
You know, to me, it's not about the work. It's not about the joy that I bring to the work. It's always who is the right person and who are the right people to bring on to the project and bring into the space, and to have the similar work ethic and the similar discipline. And that's, I think throughout, I've always struggled with that. I've gotten better, but I've always struggled with it.
So where have you gone through that process and it's not quite gone right? What has happened?
I think if I had to admit, I am definitely someone, I'm a lifeaholic. Addicted to the high of life and the high of love and the high of family time, but also the high of work.
Right.
That makes me also a workaholic. And sometimes I have had to learn that you have to let people have their time, and you have to let people make mistakes, and you have to let people learn and have their own path, and it's not necessarily the path that you have carved out for the company and your vision. They can share in the vision, and that's absolutely essential, but they also have lives, and I've had to learn that as I have gone along. And I think that has been my biggest struggle, but I'm so much better now than I used to be at it.
How do you bring people along with you on the journey? Because as you said, you've moved from journalism, you've moved to Forward 40, and people are probably looking and say, what are you doing? How do you bring people along on that journey?
Well, I think I didn't move from journalism to doing a life and style based digital platform.
Yeah.
I actually had a PR. So I moved from journalism to public relations.
Right.
My public relations firm for quite a number of years. But I also saw the change that was happening way before. I was an early adopter of social media.
Right.
I was an early adopter of Facebook. One of the original, I met someone in a function, a social this week, and he said that he was so amazed because he had watched me before he got onto Facebook. He was watching me and how I was doing it. And this was 12 years ago.
Right.
I also saw the impact of Facebook on the world of advertising and the world of communications.
Yeah.
And I was gearing my company toward that sort of scenario, the new media, ages ago. So it wasn't hard for me to make a transition.
Right.
When you come to think about it, it is the same kind of skills. The ability to understand project and project-based work, the ability to communicate effectively, the ability to write, the ability to tell stories. Now, I am fortunate because, as I alluded before, I came from a background of television.
And, right.
It was easy for me to segue into an era where much of the conversation and the storytelling we were doing is video-based. So that was an easy transition. But of course, you know, it required downsizing. At the time when I had my PR firm, I had 35 employees, lots of significant contracts. And what I decided to do is that I decided to say no to new contracts.
Right.
Telling my old clients that I would only do work on a selected basis. And had to downsize, make sure everybody was comfortable in their new roles because contracts moved and so did people. But once I decided, I was, you know, I was really bent on being focused on delivering what I knew to be my authentic self and bringing that and my gifts to the world. And I had to make a decision. Was it hard? Absolutely. Because you can imagine when I decided to turn my back, I am now relying on my own funds that I saved to carry my project ambitions and this new platform, Forward40.com, through. And I was hiring people and we were not making money.
Yeah.
I did it in faith. I knew where the world was going and I knew that we would be on the cusp of something big. And right. 2 years later, we're now starting to reap that benefit. And we're now starting to see, you know, 440 TV had 5 corporate partners.
Yes.
You know, we're releasing the Social Media Planner, which is a book. So when I'm now 2 years in the trenches, we're now starting to see that it was a correct decision to make.
Yeah.
It was scary. It's scary to let go of people. It's scary to let go of contracts. It's scary to turn your back and say, I'm going to try something that's brand new that perhaps, you know, people in the Caribbean are not ready for.
Yeah, very much.
So the transition, to answer your question directly, Janice, was not easy, but I was focused.
Excellent.
And I think that's the message I think I want to bring to the people who are listening, that when you are in pursuit of something that is your calling, the focus and the discipline has to be there.
So you've obviously had many challenges. Well, I'm assuming you've had many challenges throughout the whole process. You say 2 years, it's been a 2-year process. How do you maintain your confidence when times get tough?
That's such a popular question, Janice. I rely on faith.
Right.
I am someone who communicates to the universe, however you call that universe, in your own religion, if it's God, whatever. So
yeah.
I meditate every single day.
Okay.
And I also use exercise to not just, it's not just this about getting in shape and keeping fit. Really, for me, exercising is about it's like a physical meditation. So I do the mental meditation every single morning, you know, and that comes with a candle and the focus inward and the communication and the particular specific reading.
Yes.
And then there is a physical meditation where in pushing my body to run another mile or to lift a heavier weight, I'm actually, I think, exercising a kind of mental muscle at the same time.
Yeah,
also, I think it's so important to have a tribe of like-minded entrepreneurs who are in the trenches, who are doing perhaps in different industries and in different disciplines, but they're doing what you're doing and they're facing the same kind of challenges.
Right.
It may not be exactly identical, but it's similar enough so you can share and get a wonderful array of opinions and feedback, and it helps shape my own thinking and the way I view things. And I think that's where I get my sanity from, but from my confidence. I grew up, my father was very instrumental in shaping that and my self-esteem. So
right.
I never lacked for it. I remember, you know, always being told that you could do it, that you just have to believe in yourself. And all those things that I learned as a child, it's so amazing when you look back and you see how much it has, it's actually really shaped who you are
as
an adult. And I'm so grateful for those lessons that I was taught when I was so much younger.
Yeah.
It makes me a little bit more confident today.
I mean, I'm touching back on the exercise piece. I am a big exercise, and I have to admit, in the mornings when I'm walking, because I can't run as much as I used to anymore, I usually get my flashes of inspiration. And meditation is just something I'm going to kind of try, because I've heard a lot of women talk about meditation, and I've never been very good at what I call sitting still.
Let me tell you, it's not easy. It's not easy, that is. I will tell you, it took me a year to understand the concept of sitting still in the morning.
Right.
And I also think, here's the thing, Janice, that too many of us are sleeping with our cell phones next to us. And I confess, I used to do that. So the first thing that we do is that we say a quick amen and we tune in. Okay, so we're the CEO or we're running a business or whatever. And we tune into this blue light and we check our feeds and we check the email.
Yeah.
And the biggest, greatest, most wonderful thing that I can encourage your listeners to do is not to sleep with a cell phone next to them. To put it away under the bed, in the bathroom,
whatever. Yeah, somewhere, anywhere.
So that when you begin your morning, it doesn't have to be about an automatic connection. You know, I am in the world of social media and I'm in the world of digital storytelling and always being a communicator. But I know that the morning is no time to be that.
Yeah. I have to admit, I'm very guilty of that. And it, you know, and you could look at the wrong email, the wrong message, and it just, your day. Just sets the tone for the day.
So and then when you're there, it's difficult to come out. So,
yes,
I understand, Janice.
Yeah,
understand.
definitely. So, Judette, if you could go back throughout now and change one thing, what would it be and why?
That's such a wonderful question. I wonder, you know, I could give the blasé answer and say, oh, I wouldn't change anything.
Yeah.
But I would say that I am a woman without children.
Right.
And I wish I had in my 20s, in my late 20s, paid attention to that work-life balance.
Right.
I wish I had someone who told me at the time that you've got to pay attention to your fertility and you've got to pay attention to it. I think I would have done things differently. That being said, I am not someone who wallows in regret at all. I mean, if you know me, you know that to be true about who I am. So I always look at a challenge or something that I feel this pang or this ache in my heart about, and I turn it around.
Right.
And so when I talk to my friends who have the most beautiful relationships with their children, and not every woman has that, right?
No, very true.
When I talk to those who do, they talk about the legacy or the learnings, as I just talked about with my father.
That they're
giving to their children. And I turned it around and said, what kind of legacy can I leave behind and to who will I leave that legacy? Well, and I determined my legacy would be a body of work that inspired other women to lead their best lives, to grow more beautiful and successful as they aged.
Yes.
And so when I made that decision in my heart, the regret melted away. So I think, you know, to answer your question very succinctly, I would say the regret of my 20s of not paying attention to my fertility.
Yeah. But I must say forward40.com is a great legacy, because I think it speaks to, it definitely speaks to me as a woman of a certain age in Gargantuan era that, you know, I suppose when you were children, we look back and we think 35 to 40 was old. Yes, you know, but we looked back and we think, oh my gosh, how old are they? Now in my early 50s, I'm like, hang on a minute, life is just starting. I'm just in a position where my children are grown. I can make my own decisions now, where I don't have to feel like I'm obligated to the house, the mortgage. Yes, I have a husband, it's great, but you know, I can put me first. And it, you know, and it's great to see that you recognize that we women, we're in that situation. We have disposable income. You know, we are just now living life and got, and you know, and take away encumbrances of growing up.
I think our whole cultural, the ethos and the conversations that we've had around aging have come with a wrong perspective, and it's come with a bias that favors the young, and we call them millennials now. And to me, millennials are gorgeous and they're beautiful and there's so much life and they have something to say. But you know what? We also have something to say. Women in their 40s and 50s and 60s, we come with experience, and experience has its own amazing beauty.
Very much.
And I wanted to tap into that and to tap into the validity and the truthfulness of that. And also to celebrate aging.
Yes.
As you know, we keep our mind and our bodies fit and alert. And women are living and outstripping men in terms of longevity. I look at my own aunt, who is now 75, and we talk about fashion and we talk politics and and her mind is active and she goes out. And on Saturday night, we went out for dinner and it was wonderful and she enjoyed it. She's 75.
Yes.
And I am thinking, you know, that we have disposable income. Our children are grown. If you do have children, you've reached a certain point in your career. You have the money to travel and to take care of yourselves and to buy the best garments for your body and whatever. And why are we not being seen as valid? And that was my whole modus operandi and why I wanted to create this digital platform called Forward 40 to celebrate aging and for us to understand that it was okay. Yes. And despite all the advertising and everything that was all our cultural norms that were telling us that it wasn't, that in fact it was. It was okay.
Very much. So I'm going to get into some quick fire questions now. I'm loving this conversation. I'm absolutely enjoying this conversation. So share with us a success quote or a mantra that you use and why it's meaningful to you.
Oh, easy. Love is love is love is love is love.
Lovely.
That is my absolute faith. I could have given you a quote from Maya Angelou, who I love, and whose life is so enriched mine just through her readings. I actually met her once. But love is love is love is love is love sort of centers my whole being in what my world is and should be about. And it, whenever I approach a challenge, whether it is a personal challenge or it is a challenge with an employee or it is any sort of anything, I approach it with love is love is love. And when I say that mantra, it completely changes every single fiber in my being. And I come, whether it's I was angry, whether I was disappointed, whether I was hurt, whatever, whether I'm joyful and thankful, it reaffirms why I'm here and how I should approach every single situation that seeks to draw my energy in a negative direction.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you know, I'm totally jealous that you said you just slipped in there that you met Maya Angelou, because I too am a great lover of her, books. And she lived her life with no regrets, what I can see. And it was just glorious. Yeah.
Such a legacy.
So what has been a book that has influenced you throughout your career journey?
I'm an avid reader.
Yeah.
I think any book by Barbara Kingslova, because of her connection with your individual space in a spiritual as well as a world that's filled with nature. And all of her characters are strong women seeking their identity in this world. And I love those kinds of themes. Right. So I wouldn't say that it's a specific business book. I mean, I love reading biographies. And so I just finished Hillary Clinton's new book.
Okay.
I'm now reading a book by Zadie Smith.
Yes.
That has influence of music and dance and jazz. And again, it's about a female navigating her path through life.
Right.
And the story takes you from actually the UK to Africa and back to the UK. So it has that diasporic element to it. So those are the books that typically influence me, but I am an avid reader.
Excellent.
And
what advice would you give to your teenage self?
Get you that. It's okay. You don't have to worry about things so much that you will grow up into somebody that can inspire other people.
Yes.
And it's okay if you don't have children, because even though you wanted 8 when you were 16.
Good luck with that.
Use your voice to influence the world.
Excellent.
Beautiful. And it's okay.
Yeah. And if you could choose your own mentor, who would it be and why?
Oh, easy, Oprah.
You're my
everybody friend. Says, oh, yes. I know that's the most obvious response, Janice, but I think everybody, particularly if you are a Black woman in media, in communications, telling stories, you know, every time I get exhausted, so we have the show directly after I do a Facebook Live.
Yes,
and
yes.
Every time I do the show and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm exhausted, because it's a treadmill, right?
Yeah.
And I remember Oprah doing how many hundreds of episodes and every day showing up and being accountable and doing what she needed to do. And I think particularly someone who tells stories for a living and is in front of cameras all the time with my show and so forth and the digital platform 440.com, it's only natural that I would admire her. There's also someone who is actually quite opposite, and his name is Gary Vaynerchuk. He swears like a fishmonger, but he has such amazing entrepreneurial advice, and I also admire his work as well too.
Excellent. So what have been the three things you've learned about yourself during your career?
That I am strong.
Yes.
That I have a big heart, and that I believe in honor. I do the right, I try as much as possible to do the right thing by everyone, really. I try to do the right thing. And that has been lessons to treat people with respect, to live with honor, and to do the right thing. Those were lessons that were instilled in me as a young child. And I believe in moving through the entrepreneurial journey and indeed, you know, life's journey.
Yes.
I have recognized those same things that I learned are still very applicable to my life now.
Excellent. So I'm coming to almost to the end now, almost to the end. What would you say your imperfections, and how do you embrace them?
I think we alluded to that. To not be too hasty, to be very deliberate and methodical with my thinking.
Right.
That's how I've faced the challenge that, you know, making quick decisions. Like I like people always say, Judah, you decide something. You know, I went to and this is a quick story, Janice.
Yes.
I went to New York, and I've always been to New York. I always go; it's one of my favorite cities in the world.
Very much.
And I made a decision. Oh, what would it like to have a small space? I called it a room with a view.
Yeah.
What would it like to have a room with a view?
Yeah.
And I decided that, you know what, sometimes living in the Caribbean is beautiful and as intimate as it can be, it can also be stifling in some aspects.
Yeah.
And so I want to have a big city where I could go. And in 3 months, I bought a small, tiny apartment. Tiny.
Wow.
My favorite. I'm a tiny. My friend said to me, Judah, you made a decision there and look at what happened. And I move with haste. I make a decision. I move. Now that hasn't always been great.
Yes.
So it is wonderful in some areas and it's not so great in other areas. So I have learned to, you know, I have a friend and he's always very methodical and deliberate with his thinking. And I am learning from that to be a little bit more to step back and not always be so hasty with those decisions, even though most of those, that haste has transformed into beautiful, magnificent things
yes.
in my life.
Yes.
And that's why I'm tempering my imperfection, as you call it.
And so lastly, Judette, what does it mean to you to be your own hero?
It means everything. It means that that I am accountable to others. Being my own hero is not also about being isolated or living in an insular fashion. It means that when I step up to the plate, I can allow others to see what that step is like.
Yeah.
That I can allow others to see how painful it is, but also how joyful it is, what it takes to step up. And I think it is amazing and a beautiful thing to live your life without apology, to get up in the morning and feel thankful for the energy that the world brings into your life, to go to bed at night easy at heart, to be prayerful and to be thankful. So I think being your own hero is everything, because how else will the people in your life also
yes.
be heroes in their own?
Yes, yes. Oh, that's beautiful. I really do like that. And you're really fortunate to be in that. Really fortunate to be in that position. I think I aspire.
Let me not discount that the fact that it is daily work, huh?
Yeah.
It's not daily. I call it the daily excavation of my soul.
Right.
It's daily work.
Daily excavation of your soul. Excellent. Well, Judette, that was my last question, and I have loved this conversation this morning. So if people want to get hold of you, get to know, get to the site, how can they get hold of you?
It's really simple. So it's forward40.com right now, and that's our blog where you have all the life and the style inspiration, and we talk about travel and food and beauty and success and entrepreneurship and fashion and the whole works. So a true life and style blog. But forward40.com, in about 2 weeks' time, we are unveiling our new website. And our new website is so much more. The blog is going to be a feature of the new website, but
right.
it's not the entire website. And I cannot begin to tell you how amazing it is. We spent a lot of time, my team and I, working through all the nuts and bolts and making sure that it was a website tailored and suited for a modern times. So we're very excited. So the best way to reach me is Judette at forward40.com. And of course, you know, check out our blog and our new website, which debuts in 2 weeks' time.
Excellent. And for everybody listening, 40 is the spelling of 40, not the number. So it's F-O-R-T-Y. Fantastic. So Judette,
correct.
Without further ado, I will let you get on with your morning. It has been
so
wonderful
much.
Talking to you, and I look forward to all the new developments on the site. I'm very excited.
Thank you, Janice. And let me tell you, it was my first, as I said before, my first podcast.
Yeah.
But you were born to do this.
Thank you.
You were incredible. And It's so nice to be able, and that's one of the things that the platform has afforded me, the ability to meet women like you, like-minded women, and it has been my absolute joy to speak with you this morning.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you
so much. Thank you.
So that was the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Judette Coward of forward40.com. And if you've not had the opportunity to check it out, I assure you to go and do that straight away, because it's actually a wonderful visual site that really taps into the psyche of women of a certain particular age, that, you know, that we can live life and we can look beautiful and we can still be entrepreneurs and we can still have a passion and a career. So without further ado, that leaves me to say thank you all so much for listening. As you know, it is my pleasure to show up here every week and connect with like-minded women who want to live their life to its fullest and be empowered to take their career to the next level. Now, if you've been inspired by anything you've heard today and you want to make the next move and you need to feel empowered and you need to be enabled, give me a call. I specialize in working with women to enable them to be as effective and remarkable individuals in their chosen careers. And my goal in life is to help all women to be the best they can be, to achieve goals, succeed, and develop authentically within their own environment. So if I'm asked what do I do? My response is that I help women in business and leadership develop the personal authority and leadership authenticity to take action and achieve positive change in their professional and personal lives. But remember, you are the author of your own story. You control the narrative and you have the power to give your life story a happy ending, so own it. Visit me, Janice Sutherland, at janicesutherland.com for more information on how I can help empower you to transform your dreams into actions. And once you've listened to this, please share this with all the other phenomenal women you know. Until next time.